Hello, this is Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which I entitled Escape from Religion. Since almost everyone is religious, why would we want to escape from religion? The English word religion derives from the Latin religare, which means to bind. Perhaps the reason why we might wish to escape religion is because we want to be free from its fetters. On the other hand, many people want to be religious. It is the only way they know how to navigate this mystery called life. So much of life cannot be proved. It has to be taken by faith. Even those people who deny God's existence do so by faith, since they cannot prove their basic presupposition that God does not exist. Whether we are part of one of the major worldwide religions or a devotee of materialistic Darwinism, we are religious and accept things as being true without being able to prove them. If you believe in heaven and hell, or that we cease to exist when we take our last breath, you are presupposing what you cannot prove. God created us to relate to Him by faith. We are not supposed to know everything, just Him. We're not supposed to trust in anything except Him. If you ask the average person how to get to heaven, he or she will likely say that we need to live a good life and try not to hurt anybody. This is a simple form of religion. It accepts by faith that God exists and that He accepts us based on our adhering to a certain set of requirements. In this case, the bar is set pretty low enough for most of us to easily get over it. Religion is man's attempt to measure and feel good about our relationship with God. It is our way to gain and maintain acceptance with Him and His blessing on our lives. The trouble is that it's really difficult to be good enough to earn a right standing with God, and that is why so many religions provide some way to address our many failures. In the various forms of the Christian religion, which is derived from Judaism, those who make a real try at living a holy life by keeping the law and all the rules find that it is unattainable. Sometimes we just want to take a break, relax, let our guard down, have some fun. By its very nature, the Christian religion is an attempt to gain and maintain a right relationship with God by living according to rules and regulations and keeping prescribed rituals. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, which takes this to an art form. Religion can be formal, liturgical, beautiful, and reverent, or it can be informal, iconoclastic, plain, irreverent. Regardless of what form it takes, at its heart, religion is always the same: rules, procedures, regulations, evaluations, and judgments. Every religious system has its own way of measuring success and failure, which all goes back to the first sin. Adam and Eve were not content simply doing what God told them. They had to know good and evil for themselves, and this was the beginning of religion, in which man makes the rules instead of God. We have suffered from an incurable disease called religiosus ever since. We think that if we keep our own or our group's rules, we can feel pretty good about ourselves vis-a-vis God. If we fall short of the prescribed norm, we may feel condemned, or we might try the opposite tactic and dismiss the rule as unimportant. One way or another, we must deal with the tension of our failure to keep our adopted religious rules. What religion promises to do for us? It takes something extremely powerful to break the average person free from the pull of their chosen religion. So what is it about religion that makes it so attractive? Religion offers to provide for us a way to be right with God. Religion supposedly offers a way to make that happen, which seems to be within the grasp of the ordinary person. The older the religious tradition, the greater the authority it may claim to have. Second, religion offers a way to measure where we stand with God and how we are progressing spiritually. Religion provides a system of rules and regulations which give us some feedback. If we keep the rules, we receive positive feedback. We also know where we stand when we break the rules. Three, religion offers an effective way to connect with God. Churches that are more liturgical offer an ambiance, sacraments, and ritual to produce a holy atmosphere. Often the more liturgical the setting, the greater the desire of the attendee to have someone else, a priest perhaps, draw near to God for them. Hence, the clergy has a more noticeable and sometimes exalted role as a mediator between the average person and God. Interestingly, some people use going to church as a way to shield themselves from the need to have a personal connection with God. If they're asked about their faith, they may say, "I go to church," as a way to deflect. In fact, they have no personal connection with God. It's all done for them by the clergy. Non-liturgical religions have their own versions of what it means to, quote, experience God, which is usually more subjective and personal. Personal religious experience can fall under all kinds of rules. Many feel that being quiet in God's house is a rule that must not be broken. Others have certain ways of preaching and acting out what it means when God's Spirit falls on them. For others, dressing in one's best clothes for meetings is a necessary way to show reverence and holiness. For a great many, the stage must be properly set by a time of praise and worship, which is in which the anointing is felt. Many depend on the feeling they have when the presence of God is there. The list goes on. All this is done to try to reach God or to measure how we have done in connecting with Him. Fourth, religion offers to be an authority to tell us if we're on the right track or not. The more liturgical churches have all sorts of traditions and hierarchy that provide this service. When the powers that be say we are okay, it is supposed to give us some confidence. Even non-liturgical churches often embrace strong authority figures who tell them what to do and not to do. For evangelicals, the Bible is the highest authority, but we often depend on other authorities to tell us how to properly interpret and apply the Scripture. Many people like this sort of fence around their lives to keep evil out and to keep them from straying outside accepted boundaries. Fifth, religion offers stability and structure to give us peace in a very precarious and confusing world. Religion offers some version of this. Old line churches, brimming with history and tradition, offer something historically stable in a world where religious fashions come and go. More recent forms, traditions, denominations, or non-denominations of church offer their own versions of stability and structure, perhaps in the form of size, popularity, old hymns, old translations of the Bible, and that old-time religion. Some fashionable churches today provide stability to modernists by being relevant and up-to-date with methodology, technology, fashions, music, and phrasing. Everyone gravitates to his or her own personal comfort zone. Why religion fails? Those of us who have seriously pursued a religious way of trying to be right with God have found that it is extremely frustrating and discouraging. The one thing we can learn is that we are far more seriously affected by sin than people who are not religious know. We have to try to be good to find out how bad we are at a very deep level. It is important for us to understand the reasons why religion can never give us a right relationship with God. First, since we are flawed at the core of our being, any system that relies on our performance will fail. Galatians 2:21 says, I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, there was no need for Christ to die. According to the Bible, there is only one way to be in right standing with God, by fully trusting in Jesus, the Messiah, and what he accomplished for us on the cross and by his resurrection. Jesus had to die for us because no one is able to keep the requirements of religion, in this case, the law of Moses and all its derivatives. Rules and regulations only point out to us how unable we are to be good enough. Galatians 3:21 through 22 reads, For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise of faith, by faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. The English Standard Version. Religion only gives us false readings when it offers to measure how we are progressing in our relationship with God. If a religion makes its rules too difficult, people will give up, which, by the way, is what we're supposed to do according to Galatians 3:23 and 24. It is only when we give up on trying to be right with God in our own strength that we can come to Jesus as spiritual paupers, Matthew 5:3, and receive what he offers freely. On the other hand, if religion makes its rules easy enough for most of us to keep them, it gives us a false sense of security. God's law is impossible to keep because we are so sinful at the core of our beings. I think it is important for us to define sin in a very general way at this point, since many might object to my previous statement. The Bible indicates that sin, at its root, is a defiance and betrayal of God, our Creator, coupled with a determination to live on our own terms, without reference to God or His commandments. Simply put, sin is living independently from God. Using this definition, even the most high-minded and noble among us will be classified as sinners, which is the actual way God views us. As the prophet and apostle said, there is none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10. Religion is our attempt to recreate Adam's sin in the garden when he decided that he had to know for himself all about good and evil. Religion tries to create a framework in which we can know if we're good or bad, right with God or not, going to heaven or destined to hell. True Christianity, not the main man-made religious variant, is God's way to restore us to his original intent. He wants us to trust in him alone, and that is why Jesus had to die. When we relate to God by faith in Christ, there are no outward measurements by which we can confirm our right standing with God. The only anchor to which we can hold is the promise of God, and that is enough. God wants us to be satisfied in Christ's offering, the eternal Word of God, and in the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence. That is all we need. The Apostle Paul firmly resisted any and every effort to introduce an outward measurement of righteousness. He knew this door leads down to a deadly legalistic path away from relying upon and experiencing the true grace of God. Galatians 5, 1 through 6. Instead of giving us access to God's presence, religion actually blocks the way. The New Covenant gives us only one way to connect with God by faith through His Son, Jesus, the Messiah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6. No one can come to the Father except through Him. The vehicle, actually the person, through whom this connection is made is the Holy Spirit. The door is wide open to those who thus approach God. Jesus said, "Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering." The reason why many people resort to religion as a means to experience God's presence, because they have never experienced the reality of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Once we experience God this way, it becomes crystal clear that religion has nothing to do with it. Religious authorities almost always will let us down. By nature, all man-made authority, religious or otherwise, tends toward establishing and maintaining power for itself. The religious authorities of Jesus' day were the chief architects of his crucifixion. Despite their knowledge of the scriptures, their desire to preserve their own position and privilege pushed them to deny Jesus' claim that he was and is God's promised Messiah. Because they prioritized maintaining their own authority, they refused to submit to God's. This leads us to the inescapable conclusion, which was confirmed by Christ himself, that any religious leader that accrues power and prestige to him or herself should be avoided. Religious authorities which do not bow the knee to Christ become architects of legalism and propagators of death. Luke 22:24-26. Religion cannot provide the peace and security that can only come from God. Religion will always fail in this regard because religious rules and laws work exactly opposite to their desired intent. Instead of helping us, they excite rebellion in us. Paul wrote about this in Romans chapter 7, 7 through 13. Self-effort is always a frustrating exercise in futility. Those with the strongest wills are the last to be convinced. They may rise to the top of the religious establishment and end up being harsh taskmasters, venting their frustration on others who fail to measure up to the level that they have attained. Faith alone connects us to Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the only one who is able to live in perfect obedience to God. Unless we come to Him, we will never know the meaning of true security, peace, and rest. Jesus told his listeners that he would give them rest if they would come to him. The offer still stands. The rest he spoke of comes from faith in what he has accomplished on the cross. We rest because Jesus already won our salvation. He lived the perfect life so that we do not have to try and fail. Hebrews 4, 9 and 10 says, "There is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world." New Living Translation. Escape from religion. Jesus came to offer something very different. One day he invited his listeners to make their escape from the tyranny of religion by coming to him. And I read from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. English Standard Version. How does a person leave religion and come to Christ in order to find rest? What does it mean to rest the way Jesus meant it? Religion is a man-made system, but true faith opens the door into a divinely orchestrated relationship with God. Religion kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Religion puts people in bondage, but following Christ sets people free. Galatians 5:1. Being a follower of Christ means we are experiencing a relationship with a real, living person. His indwelling Spirit transforms us internally and helps us to live according to our Lord's teachings. Jesus invites people to run from religion into the glorious freedom and responsibility of being his followers. Romans 8:1 and 2. Following Christ allows a person to pass through the portal of faith and into an amazing new world of freedom in the Spirit. This happens when we're born again. Until the Spirit does this in us, we will be merely religious people who are on the outside looking in, having little or no understanding of the spiritual dynamic of true Christianity. In this new experience called following Christ, we learn to accept Christ, all that Christ did for us, and what we can never do for ourselves. He paid off our enormous debt to God because of sin and gave us a free gift of being in a right relationship with his Heavenly Father. We don't have to earn it or be good enough to maintain it. All Jesus expects us to do is believe in his promises and follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, who internally motivates and empowers us, something totally foreign to religious people. When we fail, and we surely will not be condemned. John 5:24 and Romans 8:1. Instead, the Spirit helps us to our feet again and encourages us to keep going. In this brave new world of faith, we have no external measurements of our religious performance because they are no longer needed. We do not measure ourselves or our progress since Christ totally fulfilled the religious requirements of the law of God for us. Romans 10:4. Instead, we fix our gaze upon the perfect one and trust him to transform us more and more into his glorious image. Trying to be good enough drops off our radar screen. Focusing on Jesus changes us from the inside out, often without our ever being aware. Relationship replaces religion. We make our escape. For those of us who have grown weary of the religious treadmill, it's time to make a break. If we're tired of feeling frustrated, it's time to jettison false religious hopes and come to the author of hope, the Messiah, Jesus, the Lord. If we want security and peace, we must approach the one who promised that he will give us rest. If we need a permanent break from unforgiving rules and harsh rulers, we're invited to come to the shepherd who is gentle and lowly of heart and gave his life for us. If we want to be able to enjoy God's life-giving presence, we can receive the one called the resurrection and the life. We have the opportunity to invite God's life-giving Spirit to take charge of our lives. If we do these things, we will end up being happy, fulfilled, and passionate for God, something religion can never give us. But Christ's victory on the cross does not end with our escape. Rather, Jesus set us free so we can fulfill our destiny. Our greatest privilege as born-again followers of Christ is to partner with God in the great adventure of being co-missionaries. God wants his mission to become our overwhelming purpose in life. Freedom is not for its own sake. It is so we can join God in his glorious enterprise. Jesus was the one God sent. He sends us as his representatives to a frustrated religious world. We have the message of freedom, the gospel. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." John 20:21, the English Standard Version. You may wish to pray with me. Jesus, I am weary of religion, and I want you. I turn myself over to you. I repent for attempting to earn my way to God instead of relying on what you did for me. I accept that you died and rose again so that I don't have to struggle with trying to be good enough. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come into my life. Empower me to live for Jesus. Teach me your truth. Make me a loving servant to others and a passionate witness for Jesus. Give me peace and joy. Father God, thank you for accepting me as your child and loving me past comprehension. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. God bless you.